Oh, Lord, I say do that today. Make us new, restore us, rejuvenate us. Lord, we need you now more than ever. Great song from Tyrion. Amen. This is Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
If I need the Lord, if I need you, Jesus, it's right now. Because it's the what day is a game.
We need him all the time, Beth.
Yeah, I do. For much greater things. I will say that. I need the Lord for everything.
Yeah. You need a special dose of grace right now, probably.
I do, yeah.
So, we're doing the What Day is a Game, mm-hmm. where there's a holiday every day of the year. In fact, there are multiple holidays.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we should even call them holidays, but they are. That's what they are. Little
sure.
commemorative days. And I took a look at the lists, picked out two that are real. They're today, and I made a third one up. And Beth and you are going to guess which day is the third day, is the made up day.
Sure.
The fake day.
Uh-huh.
We got Don't Step on a Bee Day.
Don't do that. Okay.
Now, this one seems to be a British holiday. Observe it every year, July 10th in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Don't step on the bees. We need them.
Okay.
Honey's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Fruit's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rice Krispie Treat Day.
Nice.
To celebrate that, you get uh-huh. cereal and dessert at the same time.
Okay.
It's breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
At least my kids would like to think so. And National Clarihue Day celebrates the inventor of whimsical four-line poems called Clarihues.
Sure.
Edmund Clarihue Bentley. here, his first one published in 1905. Sir Humphrey Davy abominated gravy. He lived in the podium having discovered sodium. These are goofy. Anyhow.
Wow. All right.
is it all out of Ryan's head?
Sure. All right. Let's start from the top.
All right.
Don't step on a bee day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fun thing to do, regardless of.
I've never done it.
Oh, okay.
Never stepped on a bee. I have tried to swat them.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried to run away from them. I've only been stung once. It was not a pleasant experience.
You need to get outside more often. I've been stung dozens and dozens of times.
No, no. Well, you see. I have a little issue at my house right now in that I have some kind of a, I don't know if it's a bee or a wasp nest, but I have a lot of bugs that will sting me around my place. And I think it's because my flower beds right now are so successful.
Mm-hmm.
They're pollinating like crazy. And they're successful because we've had so much rain. I haven't had to water things myself. Nature's taking care of that. Oh, the problems.
Now, I will say that when I've stepped on a bee, it's not been on purpose. It's like you're just walking barefoot in the grass and ow.
Your problem. Yeah, wear shoes. Okay, so interesting. Rice Krispie Treat Day, one of my favorite snacks. They're hard to turn down. Yummy.
Also easy to make.
Mm-hmm. I should make some. And then National Clarihue Day. This is weird. That's just weird. It's so weird.
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. I don't know. You might catch me in a weird moment at work here today. Just trying it. Okay.
Make Clara Hughes.
That should be a dessert.
It does sound like a dessert.
It kind of does.
The cherry Clara Hugh.
Yeah. You know, like a bear claw and a Clara Hugh.
Rhymes with delicious. Anyway, I don't know.
All right. We'll get creative later. All right. I'm going to say you made up Rice Krispie Treat Day. Ooh.
There you go. Okay. The only one on it that looked normal.
Very, very odd.
It's made up. It's misplaced. It's in September.
So there is a day.
There is a day for Rice Krispie Treats. Yeah.
Wow.
It is not today.
Okay.
However, it is Don't Step on a Bee Day. Don't do that.
No.
Especially barefoot. Mm-hmm. And it's National Clarihue Day if you want to look up how to write one of those little poems.
All right. Okay. Maybe you're a poet and you just don't know it.
We'll see what days we got tomorrow.
Okay.
Here's CC Winans. That's My King. Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.